Well, a unique opportunity to celebrate the Feast of St. Dominic is coming up this Sunday. A Dominican Rite Solemn High Mass will be offered at Holy Rosary Church in Portland. Would you like to attend, but you never experienced the beauty of this traditional Mass? You're not quite sure how to participate? Well, no worries, because joining me today is our good friend, Father Gabriel Mosier from Holy Rosary Church. Father Gabriel, thank you so much for joining us once again on The Morning Blend.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Father Gabriel, people recognize Jesuits by their abbreviation, SJ. That's the Society of Jesus. OSB, well, those priests are the Order of St. Benedict. But Dominicans go by the initials OP. Can you explain to our listeners what OP stands for?
Yeah, sure. The post-nominal designation there is stands for Ordinis Predicatorum, which is Order of Preachers. And that's because that is our charism. That's what we are founded to do. When St. Dominic got us started about 800 years ago, a little bit more than that, we were designated by the Church, by the Holy Father, through the charism granted to us by the Holy Spirit, to preach. And that was a very unique thing in those days, because back in those days, only bishops preached. And whereas we were a preaching band to go try and deal with the heresies of the day, particularly Albigensianism.
Well, Father Gabriel, then, to have this level of the Order of Preachers, is your training as a priest in the Dominican Order different than what training is for priests who are ordained in their diocese?
Yes. So most priests attend a seminary for however many years that they need to, the minimum usually being about four, all the way up to like 8 years, depending on when they enter, whether they're young or older. And they sort of have an education of sort of basic philosophy and theological studies that are sort of in a generalist sort of way. They receive an education that is practical for the work that they're going to do in a parish. As Dominicans, we are actually educated more precisely, more specifically in the philosophical and the theological disciplines in an academic way. And that is based on what St. Dominic wanted for his friars in the very beginning. In the earliest years, he thought that in order to be effective preachers, it was essential that his brothers receive the best education that they could, and so he sent them to the best universities of the time. So when the University of Paris was first starting, or Oxford, when all those great universities of Europe were just beginning their story, our brothers populated all of them first as students, but then also as the educators.
Father Gabriel Mosier joining us today. Father Gabriel is talking about a wonderful opportunity where you can attend a Dominican Rite Solemn High Mass. It is coming up on the Feast of St. Dominic, which is this Sunday, August 8th. Well, Father Gabriel, in preparation for our discussion today, I did a quick Google search on the Dominicans, and right at the top it said that you are a mendicant religious order.
Yes.
Explain for our listeners, what does that mean to be a mendicant?
Yeah, so the principal mendicant orders are ourselves, the Franciscans, the Carmelites, and half of the Augustinians. A couple other orders as well, like the Mercedarians and whatnot. But a mendicant order specifically means that it comes from the word mendicare, which is to beg. And so traditionally, these orders, when we got started in the High Middle Ages, one of the things that was a foundational principle within the way in which we live our religious life is to live a type of poverty that involves the really sort of the humiliating work of begging in order for the things that we need. And that's it's sort of a vote in favor of trusting that God will take care of our needs.
Oh, how wonderful to be able to have the opportunity to have your order, well, for quite a long time at Holy Rosary Church here in the Portland area. Father Gabriel, Latin Mass has been getting so much attention, especially lately. Now, with the support of our Archbishop Alexander Sample, we do have opportunities to attend traditional Latin Masses. But on Sunday, you will be offering a Dominican Rite Solemn High Mass. Can you just give our listeners a little bit of explanation about what they'll experience if they attend this special event?
Yes. So just like St. Dominic felt that the early friars needed to get the best education they could get, it was also determined early on by Blessed Humbert of Romans, one of the, I think, the third master of the order, that we needed to have the ability to pray together, because the brothers were sent to the four corners of the earth. I mean, we were some of the first people that went off on missionary work with Marco Polo. I mean, we were everywhere, and even Poland. Like, it was just crazy, like all over the place. And so the brothers just adopted whatever liturgical practices were going on in that particular place or whatever they knew. So when we came together to meet in general chapters or whatnot, the brothers couldn't pray together because they all had different traditions. So they created at that time, again, this is about 800 years ago, they created what's called the Dominican Rite of Mass. And it's within the larger Latin church, within the Catholic Church, there are various liturgical rites. So what most people are most familiar with is the Roman Rite. But there's particular rites of various sees, sort of like the Mozarabic Rite, which is native to Toledo, Spain, or the Ambrosian Rite, which is native to Milan, or the Sarum Rite, which is Canterbury. Well, a couple religious orders, ours included, have our own rite of the Mass. And it's related to the Roman Rite, but it has its own distinctive characteristics. And that is what we continue to celebrate here at Holy Rosary, which we've done for decades. And it used to be occasional. Now it's more regular. We have a daily low Mass at 6 in the morning, and then Monday through Saturday, and then usually either a sung Mass or a solemn Mass at 11 o'clock on Sundays. And it's, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity to see sort of, you know, on one hand, sort of a voyeuristic approach, which is to see the way in which the order sort of discerned the need to worship God according to very medieval forms. It predates what we know of today as the Tridentine Mass. The Tridentine Mass, or the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite, was sort of created at the Council of Trent based off of the Rite of Mass that was used by the papal court at the time. And it has a long history back to the early church as well. But Dominican Rite takes from various traditions throughout the church of the what was called at the time the Rite of Paris, some things from the Sarum Rite, some things from the Roman Rite, some things from other places, and brings them together as a cohesive whole, principally for the spiritual growth of the friars, because it does manifest a lot of lessons for us of how to live Dominican life well, but also for the sake of the worship of the larger group of faithful Catholics who also attend that liturgy. And, you know, it's Latin. It's very intricate in its forms and structures, in its formalized gestures. And in fact, historically, it was often known as the dance because it's so so choreographed, and it represents many beautiful aspects of sort of the movement of the planets and angelic choirs, and like all this sorts of stuff are going on during the midst of the liturgy. And so when attending, it's sort of like, I don't know, a good example, I think, in a modern era is sort of like attending opera. You know, you don't always know what's going on, but you can feel it.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that everyone who will be in attendance will be so excited and will feel the presence of the Lord in this beautiful Mass. Father Gabriel, there is more I want to ask you about in this beautiful event that's coming up on Sunday, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
Certainly.
I am continuing now my conversation with Father Gabriel Mosher from Holy Rosary Church here in Portland. Coming up on August 8th at the 11 a.m., they will be offering a Dominican Rite Solemn High Mass in celebration of the Feast of St. Dominic. Father Gabriel, thank you so much for staying with me through the break.
Oh, happy to be here.
Well, part of this beautiful High Mass, as it's called, is Cantoris in Ecclesia going to be featuring chant and beautiful music? And chant's a big part of this Mass. Can you share your thoughts about sacred Gregorian chant and how it's used in this Mass?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this particular Mass, there's going to be a fusion of chant, specifically Dominican chant, which is it's like a Gregorian chant, but it's its own sort of structure. It's structured slightly different. but a lot of polyphonic music as well. And that's really what Kantoris and Ecclesia specializes in, is that polyphonic sacred music. And I would say my thoughts on it are very similar to Pope Emeritus Benedict's thoughts on it, and the Second Vatican Council's thoughts on it, is that the primary type of music that every Catholic should hear at any sung Mass is chant. That is the music of the Church. And unfortunately, nowadays, we don't hear it that often or as often as we ought, but it really should be the primary musical form at any Mass, not just in these older forms. That's a specific point that the Second Vatican Council wanted to emphasize, that the primary place of chant in the life of the Church. And also, the General Instruction of the Roman Missal says the same thing. So that's something that I hope through groups like Kantoris and Ecclesia and our parish and other parishes throughout the Archdiocese and throughout the world, really, they promote that. And as that is done, just actually done in parishes and shown that it's possible to do in parishes, that it becomes more widespread, once again, restoring to the Church its own patrimony.
Well, I encourage all of our listeners to get this on your calendar and really plan and prepare for the Dominican Rite Solemn High Mass coming up August 8th. It is at 11 a.m. Father Gabriel Mosier joining us today to give us a little bit of insight into this special Mass. Father Gabriel, I've had the opportunity to actually attend a Dominican Rite Solemn High Mass in the past. Kantoris and Ecclesia was there as the choir. It was absolutely beautiful, but I did feel comfortable because I attended with another couple who had been there before, and they kind of helped me along. So for those who are interested, maybe feel like they could be a little intimidated by going to a Latin Mass, not wanting to do something wrong or stand out in a special way, can you maybe give us a little bit of pointers as to what people need to know, what they should bring with them, how they can prepare to attend and really participate in this beautiful Mass?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say the first thing to do is just to be sort of prudent is to sit somewhere to the middle in the back so that you can watch what other people do when they stand, sit, and kneel. Because the timing for that and how that sort of works is a little different than in the ordinary form of the Roman Rite, and mostly because in the older forms of the liturgy, there are no rubrics for the people. It's only with the reforms of the Second Vatican Council that there are specific rubrics for the people. So what you have is sort of customary gestures, customary times for these various actions that we all know very well as Catholics. But it is true. I still remember the first time that I ever attended the Latin Mass. This was back in, 2001 in Connecticut. And, you know, at first I was really kind of lost. And I remember kneeling there at one point and I said, you know what, I don't have the discipline to sort of keep my mind focused on what's going on here. And that's one of the challenges. The challenges with the older rites is that they're not in dialogue. Whereas the ordinary form is very much dialogical in its structure. There's a lot of call and response going on.
Right.
A lot of demands for your sort of I'm not going to call it active participation, but your active engagement in what's going on, so that you can make those responses, whether you know what's going on or not. At that particular moment, you know what to do. And where the older rites, you have to foster in yourself a more receptive disposition to allow the rite to form you, to draw you up, and to bring you into the mystery that it's trying to express. And that's why I use the example of opera, is that for many people, when they go to an Italian or German or whatever opera, they don't speak the language. They're not 100% sure of what's going on, but you really sort of get it by being sort of intentionally with the mind and the heart engaged in the action that's going on in that moment. Now, it's not to say that liturgy is entertainment, opera is entertainment. There's this active component. And again, Pope Emeritus Benedict spoke about the participatio actuosa, the active participation of the faithful, is principally manifested in joining one's heart and prayers and mind and needs and everything in prayer during particularly the canon of the Mass, Eucharistic prayer. And so it's uniting yourself with the prayers of the priest, on the altar to bring your sacrifice into context with that sacrifice that's occurring. In addition to that, I mean, we always provide sort of mass programs and whatnot to help people so that they can understand the readings in their own language, and I mean, in English at least, and then also the other liturgical texts as well. So we try and accommodate what we can. But my experience really is that it's just sort of like sit back and just pay attention. Mm. Oftentimes, if we're too focused on sort of reading texts or are trying to understand details, you can actually miss what's happening. It puts a barrier between you and the experience, the prayerful experience of the liturgy. And so I try and tell people to turn off their analytical brain for a little bit and allow their more sort of experiential side to come out.
Well, I'm sure that anyone who will be in attendance, as they have been in the past for these special events, it is a foretaste of heaven to be in one of these beautiful masses. And Father Gabriel, I thank you so very much for your time today. Before we go, will you end us in prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious God, we ask you to be with us to enlighten our hearts so that our minds might be inflamed with your loving truth, so that we may come to know you and serve you more perfectly in this life and come to be with you in the life to come. And we ask this in the name of Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Father Gabriel Mosier from Holy Rosary Church here in Portland. That Dominican Rite Solemn High Mass is coming up on Sunday, August 8th, beginning at 11 a.m. If you want to find out more details, I will be sure to add a link to where you can get to Holy Rosary Church and the details around this Mass. You're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.